Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Nashville at the Starnet Fall Meeting at the Omni Hotel downtown, and I'm with Leah Ledieu, the Director of Strategic Accounts. Leah, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. How are you this morning?
I'm good. 18 months on the job, and wanted to catch up on how things are going with you. You've been doing a lot of travel, haven't you?
Yes, I have. I actually did about 20 days of travel in the month of October and had a very successful program so far, so I'm really excited.
Well, let's catch up first on this big thing that we talked about last time when we were in Miami. You rolled out this national account program, and at that time there were 12 members that were signing up, right?
That's correct. To date, we have 14 members. We've added two more members, and the program currently right now we're under contract with a number of different retail and GPOs. We're actually just signed a contract with the largest GPO in the country, so we're very excited about all the results that we're getting from the program.
Now, explain what a GPO is.
Yes, a GPO is a group purchasing organization that procures costing for different healthcare organizations. So, you know, healthcare is a highly developed segment, and we're really excited to be part of it. But what's more important is that with these GPOs, we're an unbiased service provider, so we have the ability to actually specify and work with a number of our vendor partners rather than a number of these different turnkey organizations only uses the products that they sell within the manufacturing.
So the two sectors where you've had success then is in healthcare and in retail, right?
Yes, healthcare, retail, we are doing some corporate work as well, and we also have some multifamily housing that we've been pricing out and also some leased space, which is very interesting. We've had a couple end users from Canada that we're currently working with, and we're kind of getting geared up for the trade show season coming in March, where we'll be part of Specs and also Global Shop, so we'll have a lot of activity from those two shows too.
So in this program, you've got these 14 dealers who are signed up together as part of a team, and you're aligning with some of these major accounts, and you're offering services throughout the country. One quick question I was curious about is, when this works like this, who's the face to the national account customer?
Initially, the face would be myself. I would actually be going to meet with the end user. I've been calling in a number of end users, but I would be that face. And then I would bring in the member that best had the ability to service that account. And what is very different about our program is we customize our strategic account program to fit the client's needs. We don't have a cookie-cutter concept of one program fits all. Obviously, clients have different needs, different locations, the ability to expand. And, you know, currently right now with the GPO that we're working with, there's an expansion program that we're actually moving out within the territories currently that we've been contracted to do. So a lot of opportunity.
Now, these programs, you know, most people know that the core part of Starnet's business is what we'd call the P&I business, which is, you know, actually selling the product, installing the product, and then there's also that maintenance arm of it. So what all is involved in some of these core programs that you've initiated this year?
Yeah, well, you know, why I believe this program will be one of the most successful turnkey programs in the country is that, you know, our members are completely dedicated and have the ability with 168 members, 330 service locations, and each of the members in the program has a unique ability to service anywhere in the country, whether that's healthcare or corporate or retail. That's why our customized program has been very well received. You know, we're also fighting the direct sell, which continues to be an issue with our industry and how manufacturing goes directly to the client and does not include the flooring contractor. And, you know, we're not going to turn that around instantly, but I can honestly say that there is a number of different end users that are currently buying direct that don't want to maintain that process anymore. So we've been very successful with our turnkey advantages.
So there's actually the product sale in several of these that you've set up.
Yes, it is. It is. We've had different retail accounts that have bought direct for the past 10 years, and the liability of receiving, ordering, managing multiple manufacturers, which is really an issue in our industry. You know, if an end user wants to use a certain type of carpet and a certain type of resilient, and they're not made from the same manufacturer, it becomes a cumbersome process for them to manage all these different materials. So that's been the most successful part of it. And it's exciting because you talk to an end user, and they do buy direct, and they're talking to you because they think the process is not working for them.
Interesting. So the lights come on, and they're seeing that, maybe the little bit of discount they got is not worth all the headaches, right?
Yeah, I have to tell you, I was passionate about this program back, you know, when I started. I really believe that, you know, this program is and will be a huge success for StarNet. And I mean, we're increasing overall. We need to purchase more from our vendor partners. That's very important. But we also need to control and drive more specifications. That is ultimately the future for us. And we need to expand our services, which, you know, earlier you spoke about FluoroCare. That's a big part of our warranty package. I mean, if we are managing not only the installation and material purchases, but we're also offering a FluoroCare service, that is very unique. That's not a two-part system for us. That's a one-part system. And by doing that, we have the ability to expand our warranties into our labor, which no one else is really doing right now.
I mean, I'd love to talk about specific accounts, but I know you can't because you don't want somebody that may listen to this interview to go and call on these people that you've just started these programs with. But it sounds like it's been very successful so far. It's exciting. Let's talk also about you have this committee of specifier and business development where you have members across the country that have these individuals within their own organization. I think this is run by Sherry Gorman with R.D. Weiss. How many of those are there now?
Yes. Currently within the membership, we have over 45 specifiers that are completely dedicated to the membership and calling on end users and architects. And then when we did a survey this past spring, we actually have now currently 72 that may be in project management, but also specify. You know, Sherry does a great job, and there's a number of individuals, you know, in the specifier committee, such as, you know, Kathy Kennedy and Howard's, and Lauren Burke in Allegheny, and all these individuals, and Stephanie at Bonnets, but all these individuals are really dedicated to increasing the amount of specifiers within the membership. We also have a very well-run project training, coordination, continuing of education, and we do a training piece the weekend prior to NeoCon, so we have already planned for a 2017 training session. You know, last year we had about 42 specifiers. What was really exciting is we probably had 10 new specifiers in the group. So it's a great format. We have the ability to kind of mix and put specifiers with specifiers that have not been in the industry. We also have the ability to bring in our vendor partners and kind of look at our vendor partners more closely, and we have assigned showroom visits with each of our vendor partners, which is really exciting because they're paying all the time to the specifiers. We're getting an exclusive show of what that vendor partner is showing. So we really put an emphasis on coordinating that with our vendor partners also.
So you're having members, I think you said there's 168 members, you're having members now that are looking at these other companies that are doing this and saying, hey, maybe I need to add this person, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's such an exciting program. You know, a lot of our members that have specifiers have seen such a great positive with their business and the growth and the fact that we're out in the design community and we're actually specifying and controlling work. And that's really the future of where StarNet's going.
One last thing I want to talk about. You have a new thing you're rolling out that's a member incentive program. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, the member incentive program is wonderful. We're launching that today in our shareholders meeting. And really what that is we work with a local member that has an end user that has national account opportunity or a national account footprint. And through this strategic account program, I would work with that local member and we would assign a strategic account program member to do all the work that member does not have the ability to control. The local member is incentivized because they still continue to control the end user and have that relationship, but it really brings more growth to StarNet. Currently, right now, we have about 5 different scenarios of this going on right now where a member has called me and said, you know, I'd like to get you interested in an account that I have, but I can't service this on the West Coast or in the central part of the country, and, you know, what can I do? And that's really what the member incentive program is about. And this program, it touches all our membership. It has the ability for not only us to service and control our specifications, but that local member really is incentivized to do that.
And what's the carrot?
The carrot is the financial part of it. You know, they all the work that they've done in bringing in their vendor partners and servicing that client, based on the size of the project, they would get some sort of, it's not a rebate because that's not the way we're structuring, but they would get an incentive. They would get a financial incentive for that relationship. And we have no interest in changing that relationship. We just want that member to have growth and have the opportunity to expand on their services.
Well, it sounds like you've been busy, Leah.
Yeah. Yes, I have. Am I talking fast enough? I am. I'm really excited about this, Kemp. I have a lot of passion for the things that I do here. You know, looking at the future of StarNet, you know, we need to purchase more, but we also need to get the visibility of our industry and what the programs that we have out there. And I've kind of been a walking commercial for the past 17, 18 months and, you know, trying to do as much with our vendor partners and educating them, but at the same time calling on the end users and getting StarNet out there as a viable program that's customized to their needs.
All right. Well, it's great to visit with you, and congratulations on the success you're having. Again, I've been talking to Leah Ledieu, the Director of Strategic Accounts with StarNet, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaLA.net.